Thank you, Jacob, in for Lucius. We are live at the Globe. It's a Together for Texas T-shirts weekend here, Friday through Sunday against the Tigers. The Baseball Foundation selling Rangers-specific versions of the Together for Texas T-shirts at the club's foundation room located in Section 112 on the main concourse. And net proceeds benefit the recovery efforts. It's also a pickleball paddle Friday. First 15,000 fans going to get a Rangers pickleball paddle. And you won't want to forget your ice cream sundae, dollar ice cream for kids 13 and under coming up in the Sunday game. I think that's Scoobled against Evaldi, by the way.
Yep.
We have the Rangers executive chef, Chris Vasquez, coming up here in just a minute. Here's Chief with the Friday staple.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here is, if new guy Jake can pull it off, British Ian.
All right. People are calling it maybe the gayest thing ever said on radio. Wolchuk taking an L just a couple of minutes ago with that random out of left field shaft comment.
Yeah, I was thinking like we all have a shaft. Most men do. And then I realized, well, I mean, now we're in 2025. So, you know, you can never be too sure. I think people out there in the dating scene at the bar world, maybe they've had a rough time where you go home and next thing you know, wow, that's not what I thought.
See, that type of false advertisement right there should qualify as a felony.
Yeah.
That should put you behind bars. There is no excuse for that.
I didn't sign up for that.
But hey, we appreciate your vulnerability in this
time.
So sorry. And your willingness to share some of your deepest and darkest thoughts.
Yay.
Coming up, a friendly reminder, by the way, tomorrow, Alliance Hyundai, Fort Worth, right there, 35 and Golden Triangle. I will be there from 10 a.m. to noon with nothing but free things to give you. It's going to be a very special time, the grand opening at Fort Worth Alliance Hyundai, and I'm talking about free Hurtado barbecue. You're going to get a free oil change for your car. How about that? And then free $100 gift cards every 30 minutes. I'll be handing them out. We got the Amazon speakers, portable phone charging banks, portable car battery jump starters, concert tickets, Six Flags tickets. Tomorrow, grand opening, 10 a.m. to noon at Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth, 35 and Golden Triangle. I cannot wait to see you there. That's going to be a huge victory. I think we all agree the biggest L of the week, thank God for this guy, right? Because it could have been Wolchuk after what he just said, but it's the Coldplay guy and lady.
Oh, yeah.
The Coldplay couple.
Wow.
Yeah.
L of the century, yeah, I mean, that's right deserved. There.
The amount of memes that have come from this dude, it is now like it's a staple meme of this dude hugging up like prom photo style on this girl, but now it's like you put a logo on his face and a logo down on her, and it becomes a sports meme. It can be any type of meme that you want. Yep. It's really, really 10 out of 10 incredible.
It's an Urban Meyer meme.
For all of us, yes, exactly. All of us except for them. That is maybe the funniest and certainly the biggest L of the week. Looks like Shannon Sharp has come to an agreement with the lady that was suing him.
Ooh, the 20-year-old OnlyFans girl?
Yeah.
With the real big bum?
That nobody, yes, that has a lot of different, man, if Lucius would hear, if he was here, he would have the name of the guy whose face she looked like. But that's neither here nor there. Looks like they've come to an agreement. So they got the settlement handled, and we don't know what the number is, but it was a $50 million lawsuit. So they come to some level of agreement, she gets her bag, and they can move on from here.
Is this what ultimately pushed him out of Fox and into independent podcast
ESPN
world? ESPN, that's right.
But yes, he was still doing all the independent stuff while doing ESPN, but this is what, like, ever since this came down a few days later, he hasn't been on ESPN since. So I don't know if this means he will now be back or what.
And this isn't Michelle, right?
No, this is not Michelle. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. We have the pastry chef Eric taking an L because he took his family on a vacation and just said with the kids and everything, they swam with pigs, everything was too expensive, kids meltdowns, now you're fighting with your girl. It's a total disaster. He said it's the worst, most expensive vacation of all time. So big L to our guy, pastry chef Eric. And of course, I have mine with the whole toothbrush fiasco. Don't need to go into the details of it. Still, you know, just writhing in shame, but I got to own that one.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad L. You know, if that's the worst L that you had and there were no long-term health concerns with that, right?
Yeah, that's true.
No infections, no fevers.
That's right.
No gastrointestinal type of issues from that. I feel like you dodged a bullet as, you know, humiliating, as shameful as that has been for you, and I appreciate your vulnerability on the show about it.
Thanks for having my back.
Okay, we're ready for our next guest. Okay, the Rangers are delivering us some incredible food items here to our broadcast position that you can enjoy when you make it out to the Globe. We're putting our eyes, I believe, is this the Boomstick Burrito?
Yeah.
Yes, the okay, this is the Boomstick Burrito.
Let me try and see if I can get, okay,
get
you got
this
it
bad boy on
incredible.
The
incredible.
We'll try and feature the these separately.
Hey, what an honor to meet
Thank you.
You
so much.
Mr. Chef, this is going to be great.
We're talking with the official executive chef of Globe Life Field here in Arlington.
Thank you so much.
It's Chris Vasquez here on 105 through the Fan. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you. How you
Good
doing?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So what have you brought us today to enjoy here at the break?
Well, you know, we got the brother, the Boomstick. Mm-hmm. We had Boomstick hot dog. Now we got the brother, Boomstick burrito.
Ooh.
You can tell, you know, Texas size.
Yes, sir.
24 inches burrito loaded with some rice, beans, taco meat, cheese, jalapenos, sour cream. That's something sexy right there.
That is incredible.
Very sexy.
Really one of the sexiest
24
things.
Inches of sex right there.
I've seen in a while.
Definitely belongs in the legacy that Nelly Cruz and the Boomstick created there. The Boomstick burrito, absolutely love that. Now, what's over here, though? This looks like some Texas barbecue almost.
Correct. You know, we are famous for our barbecue up here, brisket. We've been doing it for quite a bit now. And then this one is a pulled pork sandwich loaded with some coleslaw, a little bit of blue cheese and barbecue, but everything is in-house. You have to have barbecue in Texas.
You do. And you guys are absolutely crushing it here at the Globe with some of the best barbecue in town.
That's correct.
Yeah. And then these are some loaded fries, right?
Of course. You know, you're in ballparks, you need to have a hot dog, fries, and we come out again. We love barbecue up here. So mm-hmm. we do the crisscross French fries with some jalapeno cheese sauce, sour cream, and the pulled pork.
Man, it looks amazing. We get these on screen for the
yes,
for the
I've been trying to feature
see.
Them. Right here on. We've got the chili and the waffle fries. Now, do you have a menu item, like, in your mind that you would love to put out there that you've been kind of saving up or concocting or workshopping?
Well, you know, we always try to come up with something fun during the season. And this year we started thinking the main thing is when we get teams coming out of sight. But if we go to the postseason, we'll come up with something fun, something crazy. Always thinking on our fans, what they like. Get that nice flair of Tex-Mex barbecue. That way everybody can just enjoy something. Like we come out with the Texas burrito like we did it with the U.S. Garbage Dog. And mm-hmm. we get a previous crazy stuff.
Chris Vasquez, executive chef out here at the Globe. You got these lobster rolls as well, which Chief just crushed.
I housed it,
bro. I mean, it's delicious. I tried to save it or else I saw Eric finish it pretty quick. And I love the little cups that they come in. I don't even know what these are called.
So, you know, in this one, same thing. We started last year doing the All-Star game. We come out with the Pokeball.
Okay.
And we said, well, let's come out with something different, you know, a little flair. And we come out with the lobster roll. And it seemed like people loving it.
It's fantastic.
Same thing with the mac and cheese lobster.
What's the hottest item right now at the Globe that you're having? You got to try to keep this thing in stock.
The lobster roll would be great. We still have a real popular while we do the egg roll. Brisket egg rolls being real popular too.
Rolls.
Yeah, that's
where do we get
winner.
That?
And then this one, the egg roll is still, believe in 125, and I believe in 225. And this one you get in 125. Well, we got a big Mongolian grill where people see how we wrap our burrito, and it's been real popular. It's been in many places now. I'm thinking even take it to. Every good chance to go to Europe, take that big tortilla. That way, I can show it to those guys.
That's awesome.
This is a lot to manage, though. Could we ask you about any food item, and you could tell us where we could get it out here? Like, is the Globe Life Field concession map inside your brain?
Oh my goodness, we got so many options,
right?
But we try to do. You know, this is the beauty about this park that we try to mirror both sides and all three floors. So,
okay,
if you want to try to get a hot dog, you can get it pretty much on the north side and the south side. So we try to mirror everything. But all the specialty items will be located on 106, 108, close to the Whataburger station. Also, if you go 125, you get the Boomstick burrito, the Boomstick hot dogs. You get a lot of wings. We get some of the new items. But it's kind of the same thing on the second floor. So when the fans try to buy a hot dog or loaded nachos, they can go either side of the stadium and they will find it.
What's your favorite thing to eat here?
Well, we usually do this one when we get this kind of premium game. So I like the ribeye steak sandwich. We grill in front of guests. So we did it against the LA. We did it against the Houston. We did it for opening day. We were going to do it with the Braves. But this item, we had it last year during the All-Star game. It was a totally hit. There's a 10-ounce of ribeye. You know, it's brush up with some nice barbecue A1 sauce, tomatoes, arugula, and a brioche sauce. That's to die for. It's like a party in your mouth. It's so good. It's
bro, that sounds like a party
in your
mouth.
Chef, medium rare, of course.
Pardon me?
Medium rare?
Medium rare, and that thing. You know, some people like a little more well done, but you got this wonderful grill that we just cook in front of the guests.
So we have a couple of Tolos that are asking about your Chopped experience. Were you did you feature on the show Chopped?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I was back in 2014, 15, something like that. Yeah, that was a great, wonderful experience. I had to compete against the chef from Cleveland, against the chef from Baltimore, and the chef from St. Louis. I almost made it. I went all the way through, but I'm never going to forget the sunflower seed. Oh. I messed it up. I
darn
got everything. And the first course, we had to do something with sunflower, and I kind of started running out of time. And like, man, had to do something with it. And you just kind of throw it on the dish, and that's what they told me. That was the thing that messed it up. But fantastic. I'd make it all the way to, I believe I represent Texas. I did a lot of cool stuff. I did a popcorn crepe. Basically, they give you all the items when you go to the ballpark. You have to be creative with them. So it was fun. It was a lot of enjoy.
Well, thank you for all the great work you're doing out here, Chris. Benefited the Rangers fan base in a big way. Oh, I know my last question. Which fan base that comes in likes to eat the most? Like, who do you got to be ready for? Is it Houston? Is it slobs?
I think we got this thing going between Houston and Texas. They also, besides the showcase baseball, they want to showcase they got better food than the Astros. And I think so. We still kicking butt. We the best.
Can you paint me your perfect hot dog? Just like as a chef, like what really goes on a hot dog? If you want to be an adult and
Respect nothing better, hot dog wrapping with bacon.
Oh,
yes, please.
A little bit of brisket.
Oh, yeah.
We sell a little bit of onion caramelized onions, jalapenos, and a cold beer.
Nailed it. Chris Vasquez, executive chef here at the Globe. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thanks for having us.
And congrats on your success. Yes, this is outstanding. We're going to dig in. When we come back, it's time for the NFL stories of the day. Wolchuk, you got something in mind to tease for that?
Yeah, you got to hear about what the hell is going on with this ex-NFLPA boss and which team is under the most pressure in 2025. That's next in the Nation.
Okay, I want to chat Frankel's with you before we get there, though, because life is so unpredictable. You never know when you or a loved one could be injured in a car or truck wreck. If it happens to you this afternoon, this weekend, just call the Frankels right there roadside. You know, they can begin to help you, begin to set you up to make sure you make a full recovery. You know, it's easy to settle for much less. The guilty party, they're going to try to blame the accident on you. Then their next mission is to get you to settle for less, and the Frankels will make sure that does not happen. These guys are the best. Been doing it for 30 years now. In DFW, all the judges know them. They're well known in the court system. And, you know, when you're hurt, you just think of the financial burden that's coming along with it, with the ambulance ride, the hospital stay, physical therapy. Then you get into having to maybe replace your vehicle, repair your vehicle, and lost wages. Maybe you need career re-education. I mean, it goes on and on, and you can see why these things go six or seven figures easily. Make sure you don't settle for less. Call the Frankels when you're hurt, not your fault. 214 or 817-333-3333. FrankelFirm.com, Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.